Last Mishnah here in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. Ein nosnin kemach letocha charoses o letocha chardol. You can't put flour into charoses or mustard. Vim nosan, if you put it, yochal miyad. You have to eat it right away because we're worried it's going to become chametz right away. In general, Ashkenazim are machmir not to eat matzah ashira, matzah that has, let's say, eggs or other fruit juice in it, because we are concerned that that will hasten the chimetz process. Rav Meir also, Rav Meir says you're not allowed to eat it even quickly. We're worried about chimetz right away. Ein mevash on a pesach. Different area of halacha. Korban pesach has to be eaten raw. Not raw, excuse me, has to be eaten roasted, not raw, and not cooked. So therefore, in mevashna se pesach lo b'mashkan lo meperis, you can't use liquid or fruit juice to cook the carbon pesach. Abel sachem mat bilin oso behen, but you can dip it, and that's not called bishel. Me tashmishel shal nachtom, the water which is used in the bakery, yishavchu, you should throw them out, mepnei shehi machmitzim, because the residual flour is going to cause them to become chametz. Third parak, elu ovrim. These are the things that need to be removed. There's a machlokas, we've shown him what it means to be removed. Let's assume right now it needs to be, you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it before Pesach. And what is that? Kuta chabavli, sheh chamadi, chometz hadomi, zesam ha-mitzvi, zomen shal sabar, v'amonot shal tabach, v'kon shal sofrim. What are we talking about here? All kinds of strange items which are not full-blown chametz gamur. They're chametz sha'al yedei taruvis. They are mixtures, and therefore there's no chiyuv karis on them, but they are a problem, especially if you have a high concentrations of chametz. So even though kuta chabavli, which is some kind of dish that they used to put stale bread with, like moldy cheese, or sheikhar hamadi, or mead from the Medians, they used to make a certain kind of beer, a chometz ha'adomi, which is, they used to put barley into their wine vinegar, or zesum hamitzu, which is some kind of Egyptian beer, and zomen shel tzabaim, which was not even mostly an edible product. It was just glue that was used by tzabaim, the painters, and amilan shel tabachim, or the tabachim, the butchers, they used to use some kind of like quasi dough to cover their pots. All of these things are called sofrim and glue for dye for people who are painters. Since these things are edible, they are taruvas chametz, mixtures of chametz, you have to get rid of them. Rebbe Lezer says, ach tachshite nashim, even women's jewelry, which the Gemara explains means tifule nashim, they were used to mix flour and other spices to put on their skin. All these are edible products. Zeh klal, all these things. Kol shumi min dagan, anything which is a grain product, harizo over Pesach, you have to get rid of it. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah explains, hare ilu bahazhara, these are an iser daraisa, ve'imeh mishum karis, they do not have a chi of karis, because they are not independent, full-blown chametz, they are just taruvis, a mixture of chametz in the minority.